Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following program is sponsored by Senior Class Media. Welcome to Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. You've graduated from the workforce and made it to retirement.
So go to the head of the class.
Senior Class Radio is your source for senior citizen-related topics, information, and entertainment. Now, it's time for Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Check, 1, 2, 3, I've got a microphone. Good morning, happy Sunday. My name's Russell Mills. You are listening to Senior Class here on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. And our host, of course, as always, Mr. Rusty McMurray. I just want to say something real quick before we get going. This is the very first live broadcast from the brand new KRMG studios. And so I'm guessing there might be a hiccup or two.
Hey, I've got a microphone
now.
Rusty's
got a microphone.
All right, so
slowly we're getting ourselves on the air.
And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. We were going to discuss FaceTime Live so everybody could get a chance to see the new studios. And I'm kind of glad that we're going to wait another week or two so we iron out some of the glitches. But I will tell you this. This is a beautiful studio here at KRMG. This is...
State of the art.
It really is. I have been to New York in studios and Washington, D.C. in studios, and this definitely tops the cake. So good morning, senior class, and happy Father's Day. I want to welcome live to the studios my co-host, Brittany Burge, from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. Brittany, thanks so much for waking up with us today on the show.
I'm excited to see if my mic works.
All right, so we don't have a mic there. So I want to see real quick if we have a microphone for Rick Thomas. He is with Thomas Academy of Tai Chi and Kung Fu. Rick?
Hey, good morning, everybody. I think my mic works.
It is. And I'm so excited for the day because our topic today is exercise inside, indoors. It is beginning to become stifling hot outside and almost dangerous to spend much time out for our senior class. So we're going to go through some of the things that you can do in the comfort of your own home, alone or with a spouse or a friend, that's not only fun, but can keep you physically fit and safe and healthy through these sweltering temperatures we're seeing today. But first, Rick, I want you to talk a little bit about your academy, the Tai Chi and Kung Fu Academy. First, where is it located?
I'm located at 4775 South Harvard, right here in Tulsa. My background is social work and psychology, and somehow I ended up teaching Chinese Kung Fu and Tai Chi. And I'm telling you, I've helped over the years more people with these activities than any book theory that I had in college.
Well, we got an opportunity to meet a number of years ago. You were a host on a prior radio show about a decade ago, and I had the opportunity to take some classes for Tai Chi there at your academy. And then, Brittany, you remember we used to do Tai Chi for the seniors at the assisted livings throughout northeastern Oklahoma with the home health care agency
we used to work for. Right, yeah, I do remember that. And it was all about balance and strengthening and reducing that fall risk, which is so important.
Yes, and that's what we're going to talk about today, because most of the exercises that our senior citizens should really focus and concentrate on are, one, cardiovascular, and then second, balance related. Now, first, I want to say happy Father's Day to my dad, who's probably out there listening today. I appreciate everything you've done for me and you being my number one fan here on the radio.
He's a cool guy, too.
He really is. He really is. So I appreciate that. So let's jump right in. Now, Russell, if folks want to chime in on their favorite exercise that they do at home, do we want to take the risk of taking a text?
Text is not a problem. We know that works. You can text us at 95920 if you've got any questions or any comments for us today. Or give us a call and see if that's working. We'll find out.
It will. I know. I have faith and confidence.
460-KRMG, and that translates in digits to 460-5764.
One of the things that I want to go over first and foremost before we start, especially if you spend much time indoors during the heat, enjoying air conditioning is hydration. Now, hydration is very important. And Brittany, I know that in your memory care at the assisted living, hydration is important for your residents there because sometimes they just forget to actually hydrate each and every day.
Yeah, it's really important in memory care because you're right, they do forget. So you kind of have to learn little tricks and tactics and staying hydrated and drinking water, and that becomes kind of an activity for us in memory care a lot of times. So usually if they're playing a game or they're participating in an activity of some kind, we're always taking in fluids.
For hydration, we're not talking about pop and coffee.
Oh, exactly. No, we actually have fruit-infused water in my building, so which is very fancy.
And that being said, sometimes drinking the adequate amount of water each and every day can seem overwhelming and cumbersome.
Right.
One of the things that I do is, you know, the small little bottles of water, you know, the little 8 ounce or, you know, basically the size of a coffee mug, you know, I look towards trying to drink 6 or 8 of those a day, you know, throughout the day instead of a cup of coffee.
Yeah,
exactly. And you do it throughout time and you actually set a little timer because if you're in your home in the air conditioning and you really aren't exercising, you're not sweating a lot. So you don't think, I need to hydrate. But each and every day, hydration is so important.
Right.
Think how much water there is in watermelon. And this time of year, it's inexpensive.
Yeah, absolutely. Fruit is a really great way to get water.
Hydration.
You know, without drinking water. Also, just, I mean, to that note, sweating is not the only thing that our body needs water for. You know, it can take up to 10 cups of water a day just to properly run your digestive system.
Exactly.
So, I mean, people don't take into account the fact of, you know, your entire body is made of water primarily. So
if you drink a pot of coffee every morning, that does not count towards your hydration.
Right.
It does not.
Exactly.
It does count towards the number of times you're going to go to the restroom each and every morning.
Right.
You know what's really interesting, too, about water, if a person has aches and pains and headaches, it's amazing. Sometimes just drinking some water will help relieve those things.
Dehydration can cause a lot of stuff.
Anxiety, angst, loss of memory. So hydration is the first step in properly exercising, whether it's indoors or outdoors. Now, second is really breathing. You know, proper breathing can be as much of an exercise as any cardiovascular event. And I want Rick to really focus towards that because I learned so much in your classes about proper breathing, breathing exercises, and because of a variety of reasons, I've had chronic bronchitis my whole life. You know, I'm old enough that no one knew that it wasn't a good thing to smoke when you were pregnant. So, ding, 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 you are born with lungs that don't function. So one of the things that I've been able to do in the breathing exercises that you taught is really expand the capabilities and capacity of my own lungs and feel much, much stronger and suffered from less relapses of bronchitis each and every season. So can you explain to our listeners not only the importance, but some of those easy, quick tips, tricks, and shortcuts for breathing before we go to break?
Well, yeah, and I need to remind people that, you know, breathing has been around for a very long time.
It has.
And the more stressed we are, the more anxiety that we experience, it makes our body breathe more shallow. In fact, you know, the number one reason for relapse on cigarettes is that when people smoke, they inhale deeply.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they stop smoking, they're breathing shallow. It makes them more stressed out. And the only thing that helps them breathe deeply is going back to that darn cigarette.
That's interesting.
That is true. And you see the professional football players on the sidelines. I remember they were talking about Peyton Manning at one point.
Yeah.
He was on the sidelines during the Super Bowl just over there yawning. It's like, man, that guy's relaxed. I'm thinking, no, that guy's stressed. He shallowed his breathing.
Yeah.
His body's saying, you aren't getting enough oxygen, so it stimulates that yawn.
Yeah, it's a discipline sometimes. Just take 2 minutes out to relax and breathe deeply. Enjoy the gift of breath.
And we're going to talk about that when we come back. A couple of the tricks that I've learned throughout time, and I want to get your input on those as well. Now, Russ, what do folks need to do if they want to participate in the conversation today on exercise indoors during the heat?
What should they do if they want to exercise?
Well, if they have their favorite tip, trick, and shortcut in their own home.
They can text us at 95920 or give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. We're going to take a quick timeout And we'll be back with more of Senior Class and can kind of dive a little deeper into the whole Tai Chi thing right after this break. You're listening to Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. You're going to probably hear a couple of hiccups through the day, and that's because we're basically live testing our brand new studios here at KRMG. They moved us down to the studios that they've been building for the last year and a half.
And I'll tell you, they are beautiful. So we're test running it for all of the executives and the prime time folks tomorrow morning for the morning drive time.
Because, you know. Somebody's got to be the canary in the coal mine, right?
That is exactly right.
So chirp, you're, chirp.
Chirp, chirp. You are listening to Senior Class Radio.
Good with morning, host Rusty Senior McMurray. Class. And Rusty, thanks for rolling along with the fun.
Oh, I've done this so long that this is no problem at all. We were in our temporary studios for about 5 or 6 months, and we learned to love that small environment. But now with all the bright lights and the screens, it can be a little bit overwhelming.
Yeah, there was some culture shock. I mean, literally from going to basically kitchen tables.
Yeah, 8 foot tables
mixers sitting on them too. This
is really kind of amazing.
And these tall tables too. My feet don't even touch the ground.
Right. Well, there's a little bar on the bottom of the chair there.
No, I like it. I feel like a queen.
She likes to dangle her feet.
Yes.
All right. So we're talking about exercise today.
And you've got a guest.
And we have a guest. It's important to exercise each and every day, regardless of temperature. But as we know, with the sweltering heat here in Oklahoma right now, it's almost life-threatening to spend much time outside. So I want to welcome live to the studios. We have Rick Thomas from Thomas Academy of Tai Chi and Kung Fu. Rick, once again, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. And you, all right, the studio here is the nicest I've ever seen.
Well, we'll put some pictures up online a little bit later today and get a chance to see what we're enthralled with here in the studios. Well, breathing is important. We talked about hydration. It's important to hydrate, you know, each and every day and throughout the day, even if you're inside. So we've looked towards the tip, trick, and shortcut there, smaller portions more often. Makes it much easier and less intimidating than a 16-ounce glass of water in front of you that you know you have to finish in the next hour. And then second is really adequate breathing. You know, breathing is important. I think, Rick, you said that it's one of the first things, it's the longest thing that we've probably ever done.
Yeah, it becomes a habit.
One of the things, well, let's hope. One of the things that I learned in your Tai Chi is some of the deep breathing exercises. Now, what is the name of the move when you extend your arms out and you breathe deep and then you bring them back in and then push out? Or is that just a warm-up exercise for Tai Chi?
Well, no, we have colorful names because this is from, you know, the techniques are from ancient China.
Exactly.
So I call it bringing down the heaven.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why I enjoy doing it. It's the way I relax each and every morning. You know, I do my morning meditation and prayer and reading, and then I really concentrate on that breathing. And I had mentioned earlier that I have chronic bronchitis, so in talking to one of my doctors, I had mentioned some of the Tai Chi that I had done on a regular basis, and he was, needless to say, thumbs up about it. And he said, look, let me expand the breathing exercises just a little bit. And this is good for smokers that are out there that are looking to quit, or anyone that has problems with their lungs. He said to breathe in as far as you think that you can, and then at the very end, try to get three more quick breaths in. And then you slowly exhale the same way. And when you think you have all of the air out that you possibly can with your diaphragm, your stomach, your gut, push three more times and do it slowly and methodically. And it's amazing how much you'll expand your lung capacity. I was able to go from, well, I won't go and embarrass myself on any length of distance on running and exercise, but I was almost able to double my distance by these breathing exercises, being able to expand that lung capacity. So breathing is important as well.
Yeah, it increases circulation and delivery of oxygen to your brain, so you just feel better.
Let's get knee-deep into Tai Chi. A lot of folks that I know don't quite understand it. Some people think it's an Eastern religion, but it's far from that. Rick?
It is completely not a religion. We'll make that very clear. This is an activity for the entire body. Full range of motion, meditation of motion for many. I want to make this important findings is this year I read a report that 85% of Americans get no exercise at all.
I can believe that.
How many? Wait.
85%. 85%.
Holy cow.
It's okay. True.
Where, I'm sorry, what was the source for that? Where'd you read that?
Oh,
I'm just curious.
Everything can be found on Google.
Well, but not everything you find on Google necessarily accords with reality as we know.
True. So I'll Google that fact.
That is a fact.
I would like to hear the province.
I'm going to Google it right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then something of the greatest chances for a longer quality of life are these things: good food, exercise, prayer and meditation, and importantly, socialization. Those things right there are proven right now that these will give you a longer and a good quality of life.
And we can really break those down one by one, but what I think that I see in the growth of your academy is you can get all of those things through participation in Tai Chi with a group. I mean, your group has grown. You have social events.
Oh, yeah. We have lots of activities. In fact, my school last night, we had a party, cookout. So socialization is important. What we haven't mentioned, I love talking about Tai Chi, but we also need to consider when you're picking activities for at home on these horrible hot days is that think about your mental fitness. So mental fitness is, you know, not being by yourself, but to invite a friend or family. And Tai Chi is wonderful, but also, you know, you can sit and enjoy a board game. You know, laughing with a friend or a loved one, that has so many healing properties.
There was, speaking of things you find on Google, right? There was a study not too long ago, it was done in Europe, where they asked people who had lived many, many decades, and they studied their habits and their sleep and whether they smoked and whether they drank, and they found that the number one predictor of longevity was social interaction.
I mean, we've known this for a long time, but it's just being verified by researchers.
Right.
And in fact, they've been able to measure the more social you are, you know, it gives you that much more quality of life and longevity.
Right. And we even dug into that a little bit when we had the doctor on that specialized in hormone replacement therapies.
That's true.
Remember, we talked about how, you know, your body just functions as an overall whole, and it can cause a decline or a rise in your hormone production, serotonin, and all of those things.
Just through socialization.
Just from being social, yeah. And then, you know, when those things get out of whack, it affects so much more of the body. I remember you talking about your wife and your experience with that, Russell. So, I mean, it makes sense that being social is probably the number one, yeah.
Okay, another fact is that if you choose activities, I would say I prefer, I'm biased towards Tai Chi, but if you will choose activities, if you're going to stay with it, it needs to be fun. Fun and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So fun in itself helps the immune system.
I can believe that.
Yeah.
Well, because, I will say this, is that we see it in residential communities.
Absolutely.
Whether, depending on level of need for that particular resident, is the socialization, fun, and activities is a major component between 30 to 40% of every day for those residents.
Absolutely,
and it's corporation to corporation to corporation. So the data and statistics support that. And so many times when you find a husband and wife or a widow or widower, they're at home. They're at home alone, and they don't enjoy that socialization. And if they do it maybe once a week through maybe going to Sunday school or to church.
Right.
But the socialization should be a day-to-day activity. Correct, Rick?
Absolutely. And, you know, laughter with friends and family and meeting new people, it releases endorphins. You know, those are the things in the brain that kind of makes you feel good. But it also helps your muscles relax, and it improves blood circulation.
Very interesting. I love it. And also, I wanted to point out, I did look up this statistic, and the CDC actually says that 82% of Americans don't get the recommended amount of exercise every day, which is 30 minutes. That's it.
Can you believe that's a CDC?
That's from the CDC.
Right, but they're saying they don't get the recommended amount. They're not saying they don't exercise at all. You see what I'm saying?
Right. So they don't do.
My favorite
at least
quote
30
is
minutes.
Mark Twain. There's lies, damned lies, and statistics.
Yeah, but you know, getting up to go to the toilet, I don't consider that exercise.
I don't think most people would, but
okay.
And I don't know what the CDC's guidelines are, but it doesn't surprise me what you're saying, because Americans are sedentary.
Yeah.
Americans sit Mm-hmm. You know, we sit in front of our computer, then we go home and sit in front of the TV, and then we, you know, we don't get up.
One
and
of the
do
doctors
stuff.
We had on said sitting is the new smoking, remember?
Sitting is the new smoking. Mm-hmm. So for those people out there that are listening, before we go to break, when we come back, we're going to have some armchair exercises. Some of the things that you can do while you're sitting that can build your core strength and grow your socialization.
Okay. Outstanding. All right. So senior class is coming back live and local right after the news here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Stay with us and hydrate. Hydrate.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day.
Welcome back to senior class here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Remember, if you've got any questions for us today, you can text us at 95920 or give us a call, 918-460-KRMG. Your host for senior class, Mr. Rusty McMurray. And we have almost a little too much sunshine.
Yes, it is true. It is
so
true.
Warm out there. So very, very.
Good morning, senior class. Thanks for tuning in today. We're talking about exercise, how to exercise during the sweltering heat in the comfort of your own home. Want to welcome live to the studios. We have Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. Brittany, as always, thanks for waking up with us today.
I'm glad to be here.
And then also we have Rick Thomas from Thomas Tai Chi and Kung Fu Academy here in Tulsa. Rick, as always, thanks for waking up with us in the morning.
Hey, my pleasure. It's great to see you all in this brand new studio.
All right, so we have a couple of social activities out in the local community that Rick happens to be participating in, and one is our good friends from the American Parkinson's Disease Association. What's that upcoming event, Brittany?
Yeah, so this will be fun. It is the Parkinson's Education Forum, so it's a kind of an educational event, but they make it fun as well, and Rick will actually be at this one, and it's going to be Saturday, June 30th. From 9:30 to 2:30 at the Doubletree downtown. And it's
Doubletree
free.
Doubletree downtown. It is super deluxe.
Yes.
It's free. There's
and you get lunch.
Speakers all day. You'll have a super good time. And yeah, we're doing a Tai Chi presentation.
It will be a lot of fun. You must register for the event. So call 918-747-3747 or reach out to the Oklahoma Parkinson's Association. That number again is 918-747-3747. And Rick, you're going to be giving a demo.
Uh-huh.
And but there's an upcoming event, another one, the Asian American Festival here this month as well. That's next Saturday, it looks like, Rick.
Yeah, that's hosted by the Margin Regional Library. And this is the 16th annual Asian American Festival. And it's free also. You talk about fun. There's going to be Japanese drumming. There'll be Tai Chi, of course. Japanese tea ceremony. There'll be a Korean dances. The kids do amazing cultural type things. There's also food. You'll need to purchase coupons for that, but it's delicious.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It is at one of the Tulsa County libraries.
Yeah, the Martin Library. It's on Garnett between 21st and 31st. Lots of people will be there, but there's plenty of parking.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's this upcoming Saturday at 2601 South Garnett. It lasts from 10:45 to about 2:15. Mm-hmm. So come and bring the kids. It should be a lot of fun. Now, are you going to have some of the folks that participate in your academy give the demonstration, or is this a solo?
We'll have our children demonstrating Kung Fu. We have adults doing Kung Fu, too. But then Tai Chi. The libraries always like us because what we do, every presentation, is we involve the audience. So I get people off their rears up doing some Tai Chi. But speaking of, you know, our topic today, things that you can do inside, is that, you know, Tai Chi does not require, it requires very little space. I also teach Tai Chi forms that you can do sitting down or just standing in place. So there's really no excuse why one can't do Tai Chi. Just come to my school. You know, I'd love to teach you in a group class, and we also have private lessons.
And you have much more information online. If somebody wants to read more about the Thomas Academy, Rick, what do they need to do?
ThomasAcademy.com. Or you can go TulsaTaiChi.com. Or call me, 918-664-9191. Importantly, I want to add for those who are thinking about exercises or have been exercising, it needs to be fun. Tai Chi is fun. But Tai Chi is the only exercise that reduces the chances of falling by almost 50%.
And that's important for each and every one of our listeners. Mm-hmm. As we age, our core strength dissipates. You know, we get that big tire around our middle area, and that's really the centrifuge for balance for each and every one of us.
For certain.
So we're going to go over some of the things that you can do in your own home. I want to start by saying the deep breathing exercises are mostly done that we talked about earlier, fully standing. You want to have your feet flat and firmly on the ground, good posture when you do those breathing exercises. But we're going to talk about some of the things that you can do in the comfort of that recliner or that easy chair. Since so many people, like you said, sitting is the new smoking, more mm-hmm. and more people are doing mm-hmm. it, and it is not good for our health. So we're going to kind of go
well,
into
wheelchair
that.
Bound. Folks, exactly.
Yeah, you know, a friend once told me a story. It's someone said went to his neighbor and said, "Can I borrow your axe? I have a tree I want to work on in my yard." And the neighbor said, "I'm making a stew." And the guy says, "Well, what's that got to do with
axe.
Your axe?"
Yes.
Okay. He says, "Well, when you don't want to do something, any excuse will do." So that's kind of with exercising. For example, people are like, "Oh, I can't afford. I don't have that expensive weightlifting devices and such." Well, you can use two cans of beans.
Mm-hmm. You really can. Right. You really can. And one of the things that we want to stress and make clear almost halfway through the show is, and you make it clear whenever I see you do a class for our senior class members, is that adage, no pain, no gain, that does not work. If it hurts, do not do it.
That's bad advice.
It is bad advice.
Listen to your body. It doesn't matter who tells you what, listen to your body.
All right, so let's go into some of the things that you can do in the comfort of a chair. First of all, if you do have one of those big, comfy, easy chairs that you sit in and you lean all the way back and it feels like you're almost laying down, what you have to do in those particular chairs is come up to the very end of the chair. That means put your bottom on the very end of the chair with your feet kind of in front so you aren't using the back of the chair.
Yes. Planted on the floor.
Planted firmly mm-hmm. on the floor. If you want to look at it, your legs should be at a 90-degree angle. Mm-hmm. So that's the position if you want to do these sitting exercises. I recommend a kitchen chair, a sturdy chair, but if you have a recliner, make sure it's locked and you can do it at the very end. I got a lot of these exercises actually off of the AARP website.
Okay.
So it makes it nice and easy for if you want to find out more indoor exercises to follow up on our show. Mm-hmm. So one of those is you always see as men and women age, the floppiness on the underarms by their bicep. And they're like, on the tricep. It's actually a tricep muscle. So it's on the bottom side of your arm. Everybody's like, it always gets flabby. How can I get rid of that? I can't go to the gym. Well, this is the first exercise to help get rid of those. So you put your hands, if you're on your kitchen chair, you put your hands firmly on the chair or on the arm of your chair. And you simply give pressure trying to push yourself up. Some of us aren't going to be able to push ourselves up completely off of the chair, but the activity of straining that muscle in that 90-degree angle trying to lift yourself up off the chair is what helps build that tricep muscle.
It feels good.
And it feels good. So what you want to do is it's more of a resistance exercise than a weightlifting exercise. Mm-hmm. So you want to continue your breathing and do it for a period of time. So kind of give your muscles stretch your muscles or basically try to push yourself up for about 10 to 15 seconds while you continue breathing.
That's all.
And that's all. And then you quit and you rest for as long as you lift yourself up. So you're going to be able to find you'll be able to lift yourself up completely off of the chair for a period of time. And then you come down and you rest and relax for the same period of time.
Excellent.
A lot of individuals make the mistake of when they are doing strenuous activity, they hold their breath.
Oh, yeah.
And that's horrible. That is horrible. The one thing that you have to concentrate on in any of these activities, whether you're a senior class member or not, is adequate breathing during exercising.
Relax and breathe.
Relax and breathe. The second one, and we have to go to break here pretty quick, is your abdomen, the core strength as well.
Yes.
So that being said, you want to have a 90-degree angle, firmly feet planted on the ground at the edge of your chair, and then put your elbows on your knees. So you're kind of squatting down, and then just tighten your stomach muscles as tight as you can for between 20 to 30 seconds.
Yeah, I like this.
Relax, lift back up and breathe. Do your deep breathing exercises for the same amount of time that you're holding your muscles together. Then lean down, put your your elbows on your knees, and then hold those stomach muscles together for between 25 to 35 seconds. Rest, relax, and lift up. And over a period of time, the next day, when you wake up and your stomach muscles are a little bit tender, don't think you did anything wrong. That means that your muscles actually got some work, and you do that each and every day. You know, so you can sit. So in between commercials, that's a good time to do these exercises if you're sedentary and you like to watch 4 hours of television in the afternoon. In those commercials, try some of these quick, easy exercises. It'll help get rid of the flab on your tricep, and it'll help build that core strength.
Excellent advice. And then invite a friend over or have your grandkids participate.
It does make it a lot of fun, and it leads to that socialization.
Absolutely.
So those commercials will help you time it too,
right? They really will.
One commercial, I'm holding my muscles. One commercial, I'm breathing.
Because they're about 30 seconds each.
Oh, if I can make a suggestion too, is turn the TV off. Just even if it's for a few minutes.
And turn on the radio, by golly.
Yeah, turn the station on.
You might accidentally learn something. Be good for you.
Right. Time to go to break.
Yep, we're going
to
take a quick time out, and we'll be back with more Senior Class live and local on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day.
Welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Coming up here in about 9 minutes, your top stories, the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center, and your forecast from Fox 23. We may see some rain later. Right now, we're just dealing with the heat. After the news, it's Living Well with Dr. Booze. Remember, if you have questions for us today, you can text us at 95920 or give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. Your host for Senior Class, Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for tuning in with us today. We have a great topic. We're talking about the importance of exercise and how to stay alive while you're doing it and not have to do it outside in the heat.
Staying alive would be a key.
Staying alive would be a key. Well, it's so dangerous with the sweltering heat that's out there. You can feel it with the humidity. The mosquitoes are overwhelming. I can't spend much time outside without getting my blood drawn. So we're talking about how to exercise safely in the comfort of your own home. And as we age, the needs are a little bit different. Now, Brittany, at your assisted living, you have a wide variety of exercise programs for your residents.
That's how important it is to be a part of your daily life, is that we incorporate it into our residence activity schedule every day. Mm-hmm. So 7 days a week. Our program lasts an hour, but it's 7 days a week. I mean, we want you exercising. Obviously, we don't force you to, but we strongly encourage you to participate because it is so important. And the majority of my residents in memory care and assisted living participate because it is fun.
So what are the differences between, you know, the folks that still are driving their car each and every day and utilize the Linden as more or less a cruise ship on land versus the individuals that get that higher level of service and memory care? Are the exercise programs similar?
Yeah, well, kind of. It's very individualized at our community. So we have an entire program called Prime Fit, and it's unique to our company. So it's all about just individualizing, you know, your specific needs and your abilities.
Okay, because you had said an hour a day, 7 days a week, and I'm thinking to myself, dang. That's a lot of exercise. I was thinking sweating to the oldies, you know, people from 90 to 60 all doing the same thing. That wouldn't make sense.
The thing about exercise is that it doesn't have to be, you know, jazzercise activities. It can be dancing.
Right.
Some of our residents are in wheelchairs, so they do chair exercises. We try to incorporate music into all of our exercise activities because that makes it so much more fun. And then also switching it up is super important. So we don't do the same exercise routine every day.
It's never too late to learn ballroom dancing.
Ballroom dancing is fun.
It really is. That's something you do as well, Rick.
Yeah, teaching Tai Chi, Kung Fu all the time. About 4 years ago, I said, I want to do something for myself. Ballroom dancing.
I heard a story on PBS the other day about Bruce Lee. It was actually NPR talking about Bruce Lee. Mm-hmm. Did you know that he was like a world champion class cha-cha dancer?
Oh, sure.
And that he actually at one point was agonizing over whether he should go into martial arts
or dancing
or cha-cha dancing and pursue that as his career.
dancing and kung fu are like hand in hand.
And that's what they said. Is that kung fu kind of is a dance. Lent themselves to each other. It was the same basic talent, genes that he had that made him so good in both of those things. I just threw.
Well, that's like football players that take ballet and gymnastics and things like that because it's just a different discipline.
It is,
and they aid each other.
Trains different muscles, and it does come to balance. So let's talk about that.
Balance. Right. It's all about balance.
It is. Everything is about balance, and that's kind of the yin and the yang in Tai Chi is balance. Rick?
It's so important, but we're talking about, I love talking about Tai Chi, but the idea of balance, but variety, your exercises, your routines for having fun is like going to the buffet, find out what you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really the most important thing. And do it consistently and do it with a friend.
Yeah. Muscle burns fat. And when you're moving your body, the better you feel, the more you want to do. And I was joking, but I'm serious. Turn the TV off. But as importantly, please turn your phone off. The text and the phone calls and all that can wait 5 minutes.
And it really can. If I have the opportunity and I'm blessed to be able to have lunch with my parents 2 or 3 times a week, and through that time that I'm there, their phone is ringing off the hook. Whether it's family members or telemarketers, sometimes you really just want to shut down. You want to turn the TV off, turn the phone off, and use that time to be alone each and every day through meditation and personal reflection. And that should be a part of your exercise program, is that alone time.
Yeah, Tai Chi, we were talking earlier, and I always clarify, is not a religion. Tai Chi, translated from Mandarin, Chinese, means grand ultimate. So when people, it's also the highest level of kung fu in China. The movements are slow, but in real life, if you use the kung fu part of it, it's lightning fast. And Tai Chi consists of joint locks, kicks, punches, pressure points. And I'm a martial artist. So when I'm 99, I still want to know that I can take care of myself, even if it's breaking a finger or poking an eye of a bad guy. I just want that self-reliance.
And that's important for independence, especially today.
Yeah, but Tai Chi, the translation for Tai Chi would be grand ultimate exercise.
Interesting.
And what I like about Tai Chi, because I was a Bruce Lee fan. I mean, I had the nunchucks, the whole nine yards. I loved it. I was one of those individuals that enjoyed it. But what I like about Tai Chi is that it is basically kung fu slow motion.
Yeah, I have students in their 80s, and they're doing Tai Chi sword.
Who's Pops? I saw on your Facebook page you had a gentleman that had been a part of your academy for quite some time.
Yeah, Pops and his wife, that's his nickname, right. Pops in Maryland. I celebrated his 75th birthday this week, and he's been doing Tai Chi with us for over 12 years.
And see, that's the type of relationship and exercise. And you know what? I appreciate you being on the show and everything you do, and you as well, Brittany. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, sure appreciate you guys. You bring good stuff to our community.
That's all the time we have. Russell?
Well, it has been an interesting morning. We survived the very first live broadcast from the new KRMG studios. Congratulations. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Erica, for being our long-suffering engineer for all of that. You've been listening to the Senior Class, and we're live and local here every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. Up next, your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and your forecast from Fox 23 and KRMG. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers and the stepfathers out there. Let's not forget those guys who stepped up.
They are
important. Russell Mills. Have yourself a great Sunday.
You've been listening to Senior Class Radio with host Rusty McMurray.
Thanks for listening.
Tune into Senior Class Radio with Rusty McMurray every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Until next time, have a great weekend. God bless.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.